Ervin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Neger HaNigrar, if you have a beam that was used as a lock that's dragging on the ground. So it was tied to the door, but wasn't tied tight that it was suspended. Here the Rav says, we're not dealing with the case previously with a glister. It didn't have the ball in the end. This was not apparent that it was a kli. Rather, it could have been part of the edifice, and it was more of a concern. Nevertheless, it's tied though, but it's not suspended. So, midiraisa, it's not going to be baina because it's tied. But since it's not suspended, so they're going to be a certain chumrah. So noilin by b'mikdash, so you're allowed to lock it in the mikdash because it's just a shvus. You're not being baina because it's tied. It only appears that you're being baina. And since it's a shvus, we know, we hold ein shvus b'mikdash. There's no shvus in the mikdash, and therefore it's mutter in the mikdash of aloi b'medina. But outside the base of mikdash, it's aser because of a shvus. V'hamunach, but if it's not tied at all, you're just taking a beam to lock the door, and then you lock it, kan v'kan aser. It's aser in both places. That, the Rav explains, would be an issa d'oraisa of boina. And it seems the whole reason it's an issa d'oraisa of boina is because now it appears that you're being boina, because there's not tied to anything. This is the way the Rav learns. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamunach mutter b'mikdash, v'anigra b'medina. Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda held that this is never going to be boina mid'oraisa. Only that it appears like binyan. And in the mikdash, they were not geyser. So therefore, even if it's resting on the ground, you're allowed to pick up this board and lock the door with it, even in the mikdash. V'anigra b'medina. But in the medina, we're a little bit more machmir. And as long as it's tied, even if it's not suspended, that's enough to make it makel, even outside the base of mikdash in the medina. And here the Rav says, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda.